Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetrius speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, how you doing?
All right, how about you?
All right, I've been trying. I filled out everything on the computer, and I checked it 2 or 3 times,
mm-hmm.
and you keep rejecting my card, and it's a Visa. I've had this card about 10 years,
mm-hmm.
and it's the first time it's been rejected, and I don't know why. Can you help me out?
All right, you said we're declining it?
Yes. And this card is, we zero our card out every month.
Mm-hmm.
I don't own any money on it. And everything is properly done. My address, everything you asked for, I've done on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, everything on the card is correctly done.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't understand why I can't get through to you.
What is it saying when it's declined?
It says something like, we're processing your card. Then it's been processing a long, long time. And then I don't know what I did. I don't know what I did and went to the next point and said it could not accept this card. But this card, I can tell you truthfully, it's a very good card. There's nothing, I owe nothing on it. Our bills are up to par. And, you know, old dad pays all his bills. In fact, this is the only card I use. So I don't know what I did wrong. I kept going over the information that you were asking, and it seems to be correct, and I don't know where we went wrong. And I can tell you truthfully that this card is a good card.
Mm-hmm.
I've been with them, I guess, 10 years or more.
All right, and it doesn't say anything when you try to put it in?
I'm unable to process this card along those lines, and I can't understand why. Everything you've asked for, I put in. Correct numbers, I checked 2 or 3 times, the dates and all that you wanted to know, and still I can't get through to you.
I want to know, is it, it might be,
it's a Visa card that I've had for quite a few years, and we pay our bills. I mean, there's nothing that I owe on a card. In fact, my credit rating is very high.
Mm-hmm.
Old dad is retired from the service. I'm 92 years old, and I like to look at the birds and stuff, and I'm in good health, and I like to do that. But I can't get into you nice people.
Yes, sir. Let me see here. It doesn't say exactly what it's doing. Well, it doesn't say exactly what it's declining for.
No, it didn't say that. Just I'm generally saying unable to, well, whatever, complete the procedure. It didn't say what was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because I checked the entrance that I've for ordering 2 or 3 times, each line, my name, my address, my zip, everything about it, the card number, I turned it over, the three numbers that you asked for. Mm-hmm. I put that in. This car's good. It's not a bad card. It's, and again, I say my credit rating really is very high.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the only card I use, and wherever I go, I don't want any problem with it.
I wonder why it would have did that then. That's weird.
Yeah, I was quite surprised. I love the product.
And it, And it's not saying exactly why I was declined?
No, it didn't say exactly why. I wish it would. Then I would know what to do. If I read the number to my credit card as is verbally, if I told you verbally what you wanted to know or what you think happened, would that make a difference?
It would kind of help, so I can figure out why I was declined.
Why don't we do that then? Because, again, I love the product. It's amazing, and I got a ton of, I got four or five binoculars, but nothing like this. And I'm, like I say, I'm retired from service, and I'm 92 now, and I like to look outside. I'm in Connecticut. 1 second. I don't know. I could give you the numbers from the card that I put on the computer. Maybe we can do it verbally. I don't know. Do you have
sir,
any?
No, sir. We don't accept any. We don't accept any orders over the phone. You have to do it on the site.
No, I was just going to give you my numbers. Do you, can you see what I've done on the computer?
No, sir.
Then I don't know what to tell you. Where do I go from here? I put in everything properly.
Try using a different card. Have you already had an account with us before?
No. This is the only card I use. I want to be very frugal. I don't want to have 5, 10, 15 cards. And I've had this one for years. And this is the only one I use. So I don't have another card. I have to watch. The old man has to watch what he does. So, you know, like I say. So there's no way to check up on me, huh? That's too bad.
Yeah, not from our end here. Only thing I could tell you to do is maybe refresh and try again later.
Okay, because right now, I don't know where you're at. And right now it's going on 6:30. Am I calling in too late?
No, sir. It's we're open 24 hours.
Oh, but I'm afraid if I try again, it's going to be the same thing. What could I put in there that would be any different? I don't know, and I'm really anxious to buy this product because it's a great product. I don't know what to do. I'm asking help from you, and the only thing I can do is do what I've done already.
Mm-hmm. Provide me with your zip code.
Pardon me?
Can I get your zip code?
Yeah, the zip code's in there, everything. 06460. I'm in Milford, Connecticut.
You said 0646 what?
Oh, 06460.
And your name?
First name Angelo, A-N-G-E-L-O. Second name Falanca, F as in Frank, A-L-L-A-N-C-A. And my address is 18 Chapel Street, Unit D. And I'm in Milford, Connecticut. And let's see, what else? I'm not looking on what you want me to look at because I had this, because I went to the screen and it says contact us. I'm there now. That's how I got your phone number. And I don't want to lose you. I got everything done. I got my computer number in there, my website computer number, Angelo Falanca 29@gmail.com. I've got that in there. What else have I got? Whatever you ask for. The rest, I guess, is the credit card.
Yeah, I was just trying to see that. See you anywhere, but I still don't see you.
Pardon?
I was seeing if I would see you anywhere, maybe trying to make the charge.
Yes.
But I'm not seeing anything here.
Gee, I feel so bad. I'm so anxious to have one, you know. I don't know what to do. It's a difficult situation.
Okay, when it didn't go through, what did it say?
Pardon?
I said when the charge didn't go through, what did it say again?
Got to tell me in a few words, unable to complete the unable to complete this, but it didn't say anything else. If you would have told me what mistake I made or something, that would be great. But I couldn't have made a mistake. I've been through that thing about 3 times, checking everything. I checked all the numbers. I checked everything about what they wanted to know, and everything checks out. And still they won't accept it.
What type of card is it?
It's a Visa. Sorry to put you through this.
There's no problem.
Like I say, I don't have another card. I watch my P's and Q's.
And what product were you trying to order?
It's, what is it called? The cosmic
scopes? I was trying to see maybe there's another site I could give you, but I'm not seeing anything else.
Because this is a good deal, because the price of it right now is at a good price. It's like they lowered it a little.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to lose that.
Right, I totally understand that. I wouldn't know why it's declining your charge. Why it's declining it. This makes no sense. It's weird.
Yeah, that is. I can tell you honestly, it's a good card. It's the first time I've been refused. I've used it to everybody. They'll probably go shopping with it and everything.
All right. I I just do not see anything here. Do you think, well, you said maybe, I know sometimes banks do decline charges, but I'm not, I said, I know sometimes banks do decline charges, but that wouldn't be for that one at least.
Yeah, this is the first time I'm dealing with this nice company. And I'd hate to lose out on that deal. I just can't understand it. Everything's correct. I checked it about 3 times.
Mm-hmm. And you put in that 3-digit code, right?
Pardon me?
And you put in that 3-digit code, right?
The code?
Mm-hmm.
Everything on the credit card, anything, my address, where I live, and all of that's completely done because they've been here for a long time. And everything on this card is completely done correctly. Put my Angelo T. Falanco. And I've had this card for a long time. Since the 90s, I guess. So I don't know what to say. And anything you asked for on the computer, I did. And when it wasn't accepted, I went through it about 3 more times, checked every line, every number, my spelling, everything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel bad because the old man lives alone now, you know. I like going out to the woods. And in fact, where are you located right now?
We're in California.
Oh, in California? Well, I was stationed out in California for a while at March Air Force Base in Riverside. That's a lot of years ago. See, that's too bad. That normally does it. Nobody does it. Tell the person that's trying to order and it's a mistake, and they come back and tell you what you've done wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, not this time. Oh boy. Well, I don't want to put you through this. It's not right. You know, you.
Yeah, I'm trying my best. I wouldn't be able to do anything from my end, because everything's mostly done on the site. So.
Yeah. To put you through this. I'll have to try tomorrow again.
Yeah, you can try tomorrow. I'm going to put something into our corporate to see if there's anything wrong with the website, just to be sure.
Yeah, what the heck is wrong? It could be that's a glitch with the web. You know, not us.
Mm-hmm.
It could be something going on in between here and California. I sure would
right.
love to have one of these, you know. So, well, you've worked very hard to help me out, and I appreciate it. All I can do is try again tomorrow and the next day. But I'm afraid the price is going to go up.
I totally understand that.
I'll try tomorrow. I don't know why everything checked out and this card is perfect. My credit rating's up in eights, in the eights. I never buy things that I can't afford. What is your name? My name is Angelo, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to thank you for all you've done. You know, I don't
no
want to
problem.
Put you through this, you know. So I think maybe I'll try it together tomorrow, I mean.
No problem, sir. Yeah, let's try again tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's it.
Maybe there's something wrong with the line today. I don't know. I just hope it doesn't go up. Price doesn't go up. Okay, my friend. I appreciate it.
No problem,
God bless
sir.
You and your families. And be careful with this coronavirus.
You too, sir.
When it's going to end, I don't know. Okay, I will try tomorrow.
No problem. That's all I can do for you, sir. I do thank you for calling customer support, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
You've done all you could for me, and that is greatly appreciated. And I don't want to put you through this because these things happen. The thing is an electronic thing, and we are human beings. Anything could happen. So I'll give it a shot tomorrow, all right?
No problem, sir.
Okay, you have a nice evening.
You too, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.